Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Happy holidays from what is now called the Holderness Family Podcast.
It's currently called that.
We're thinking of changing the name. Spoiler alert.
I know.
We are. It's just, you know what? It's just weird saying my name over and over again.
I know. It's a lot.
So we have some ideas for new names. I don't know if I want, should I tell people the ideas for the
names? Well, I will say, I think when we started putting out videos, we just, you had to make a Facebook page and a YouTube channel. So we just like put Holderness Family. Yeah. In hindsight, we could have, should have come up with something a little more creative.
Right. Like Taylor's Dude Dad.
Right.
And then like the I Mom So Hard Girls. Like we should have been like, Vloggy McGee or something. Like,
yeah, it was just really so for, I fancy myself a creative person, but we just really just kicked the can on
Let's workshop Vloggy McGee. Ready? Let's start over the show. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what? No, I liked that show.
Hey, I'm Penn Holderness.
No, I like.
And I'm Kim Holderness. Welcome to Vloggy McGee.
Okay, I was like, no, we're not.
No, no, I mean workshop this. Ready?
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay, okay.
Right, go.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Vloggy McGee. Welcome to the Vlogs Vlog.
It just rolls off the tongue.
No, Vloggy McGee doesn't.
Okay, so anyway, remember to subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and this, you're listening to this podcast where it's first being published the Tuesday before Thanksgiving 2021. So we have a lot of fun. Today.
Yes.
But we're going to start. We normally read a review. Today, we're going to play one.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about technology because you know I'm a big techie. There have been so many advances in technology. And this is a new one, you guys. Do you know that you can use your phone to talk into it to people?
No.
Because it seems to me that all I'm getting now are text messages and no one ever calls me anymore. So we moved, Kim and I moved into the 20th century and got a phone line that you could call into. Here's why. We're old fashioned. Your comments are great, and that happens on Facebook. We like to hear your voice.
So let's play the review from Beth.
So thanks so much. Here we go.
Hey, guys. My name is Beth. I am in Union County, North Carolina. I just wanted to say I love your podcast, love your videos, listen to your audiobook. So keep it up. You're bringing joy to the world.
Beth,
thank you so much,
Beth.
Yeah, and also, how magical was that to be able to hear people? Like, there's all these folks. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, you're 82.
Who comment on our podcast, and I've always wanted to know what they sound like, and I'm so excited now to have this new cutting edge technology.
So don't forget to call us, leave a message, ask us a question,
yep,
and give us ideas of podcasts you would like us, any topics you want us to cover. Again, ask us questions. But
if you have like a random thought in the middle of the night, just put this on your, you know, put this on your phone.
Yeah, save our number. It's 323-364-3929. We'll put it in the show notes. 323-364-3929. Leave your name, location, and question, and we might play your question in next
week's episode.
So guys, we thought it'd be fun to hear from you this week on some of your favorite Thanksgiving traditions and some of your crazy stories.
And we have a bunch of them, too. Before we get to these, I feel like I want to talk to you about Thanksgiving. Just me and you. And I'm sorry. So my wife, I didn't mean to go in this direction. My wife is, she's crying. And it's because Thanksgiving was a really special time for her extended family. And everyone's got a different story in a different family, but the center of her family's story was not just every Thanksgiving, but every Sunday was a Thanksgiving in her family, because her grandmother, Betty Richelieu, who we call Mima, would have everyone over. And I got to witness a few of these Sundays. They are crazy town, right? Like everyone is loud and boisterous and hugging and sometimes screaming. Not everybody agrees, but it's all those things that feel right about family. Mima passed away about a week ago, and Kim got a chance to go to Florida to be with her on her final days. And if you can imagine a beautiful death, I know sometimes it seems like an oxymoron. This was a beautiful death, but I know that my wife is thinking a lot about her right now, and she will be all Thanksgiving.
Yeah, she was the center of our whole family and kept us all together and kept us all in line. And I'm so lucky that I, you know, got to do life with her, and my kids had a great grandmother that, you know, knitted them socks and called them on their birthday and sent them presents, and then we got to visit. I mean, just very lucky to have her.
Don't you feel like all of those weekends that she had people over, there were just like many Thanksgivings over and over?
No,
and over
totally.
Again.
And so many. And I'm, of course, doing the slideshow for the service right now, so I'm just going through all the pictures, and they're just, you know, her smile's pretty amazing. So Thanksgiving will be, you know, it'll be a tough one this year, but yeah, we'll be thinking about her a lot.
I'm sorry. By the way, when I said I wanted to talk to you about Thanksgiving, I was actually going to bring up the time that we went to see Britney Spears in Vegas.
Oh, that was a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, that's where I was headed. But then I saw the look in your eyes, and I know that this is like, let's put it this way. There's no way we're going to be able to work around this.
Yeah.
This is such a big part of your life right now. And but can I be honest? This is a big part of my life too. Mm-hmm. She was, I probably got to know her better than some of my grandparents.
Yeah.
My grandparents had multiple grandparents who had dementia before I was old enough to really have a decent conversation with them.
Yeah.
Back when they were still figuring out what Alzheimer's was. But she was spectacular, and she was the center of that universe and the real spirit of Thanksgiving, which is all of these traditions, all of these things. She was the sacred keeper of those things. And she hasn't been able to host Thanksgiving for a while. You know,
yeah.
Her health hasn't been great, but she was the center. And so we're going to celebrate Mima this year.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to be sad. Take as much time as you want.
Penn talked about the time we saw Britney Spears. For the record, we did not see Britney Spears on Thanksgiving. We thought, my mom flew in town for like to be with us for Thanksgiving for like a week. And I had this crazy idea. I texted some friends. I'm like, my mom's here, meaning I got a free babysitter. So let's go to Vegas.
The weekend before.
So we went to Vegas the weekend before. And I'm obsessed with Britney Spears and always have been. And she was playing in Vegas.
She was fantastic.
She didn't actually sing.
That's the best part.
But she put on an amazing show.
Yeah.
And she's just a great performer. And that was a Thanksgiving highlight for sure.
Yes. It was awesome. And by the way, she didn't sing. She turned her microphone on to say, "How's everybody doing?"
And that was all I needed.
She lip synced everything else.
That's all I needed.
But she's a very good dancer still.
Mm-hmm.
And she surrounded herself by very talented people. And we just had an awesome time.
Yes. Okay. But anyway, we asked for your stories. We went to Instagram and asked for your stories. And we're going to play a lot of messages. Some we've heard, some our producers thought would be better if they were surprises. But my mom sent one. My mom has been very busy. She did not have time to leave us a voicemail.
For the same reasons you've been busy for the last couple of weeks.
But she said, "Remember the time I put the turkey in the oven and the thermostat broke. The oven made it to about 900 degrees before I smelled the burn. We had to take the turkey to Mima's house to bake it." Yes, I do remember that. The turkey was scorched. So thanks for those that called in and shared. You guys did not disappoint. Also, thank you to our daughter Lola, who left this very important message.
We never should have given her this number because we knew she was going to abuse
it. Hi, this is your daughter. I was wondering what's for dinner tonight. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Lola.
Lola. That was amazing. And it was pesto pasta. So moving on.
Yeah, let's move on to some people who aren't our daughter.
So you experiment a little in college, right?
Right, of course. Everybody does.
We're learning about our bodies.
Yeah, you're young. You're learning about your body.
No.
It's fine.
Why
explore,
not experiment
explore the
with,
space.
Why not experiment with a unique way to eat a turkey?
By the way, we have not listened to these. These are virgin ears.
Okay.
So here we go.
Hey, this is Judy. I have a fun Thanksgiving story for you. In college, back in the mid to late 90s, believe it or not, my friends and I decided to do a Thanksgiving Friendsgiving before there was ever the term Friendsgiving. Got the turkey. My roommates did not know you're supposed to thaw the turkey. Oh. We cooked it anyway. We decided to eat it layer by layer.
Oh.
Eat the outer layer, put it back in the oven, let it cook a little bit longer.
No.
Eat the next layer, let it cook a little bit more. Surprisingly, no one got sick. We had a lot of alcohol in our system, so it killed off any salmonella that potentially could have harmed us.
Okay, hang on. I've got follow-up questions
for Judy.
By the
way, I have done this when I was in college. No, not with the turkey, but with frozen like ground beef.
Okay. Like a burger.
I would just put it in frozen and then like chip it off,
shave
slowly,
it off of the outside,
and then eat
I think
it
I've done that
go.
Before.
Yeah, but oh, Judy. Oh.
Wait a minute. So, I mean, I think this actually might not be a terrible idea.
That way, so it's not
it's
you're
fresh,
not, and you're not getting it. It's not too dried out,
and you're not also thawing a turkey is the grossest thing ever. Where do you put it? It's just turkey juice. Like it's either going to be in your sink, but still, it's turkey juice in your sink, or you put it in a pan, and it's like turkey juice in a
you're
pan.
You're supposed to like thaw it in the refrigerator for days.
Yeah, but then it's in the it's like in the way.
I know. There's not a great spice.
Well, hang on. So let's workshop this, okay? Why don't we try this 1 year? Like, let's just do the layer. But kind of like, you ever been to one of those Greek like places where there's the spinning cone of meat and they just shave the outside of it off slowly? And it's delicious every time because you're getting like a fresh cut.
I think I'm too old for that.
I'm on to this.
Okay. So.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're Gen X, so we remember life before cell phones, but what if everyone was on their way to your house for Thanksgiving dinner and you had to leave? Okay, Marsha.
Hey, my name is Marsha. I am from San Clemente, California, and I had a Thanksgiving story. 40 years ago, I was pregnant with my first child, and so giving my first Thanksgiving, I usually traveled to my parents' house, but because I was pregnant and about to be due, I was going to do my own Thanksgiving dinner with my family coming. And I was getting the turkey out, and all of a sudden, I went into labor.
Oh.
And I had to leave the turkey in the sink and left a note on the door. We didn't have cell phones back then. So my mom came on in. She prepared the whole Thanksgiving dinner, And by the time they were through with dinner, they headed to the hospital. And their first grandchild was born, who will be 40 this Thursday. So I just thought I would share that Thanksgiving story.
Oh, what a memorable Thanksgiving.
Well, hang on. Why didn't they come with her in the first place?
Well, because you can't like go. Who wants all those people in the room with you?
I guess that's true.
No, I don't need all those people.
But like,
in the room.
Did we have information? Like, did her husband go with her? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure her husband went with her.
Okay, good. So, but then they stayed in her house.
Yes.
While she was going into labor,
I think that's adorable.
You would have been okay with that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Absolutely. If you're going to finish cooking the dinner, 100%.
I'm trying to think about this. You have been very pregnant for at least from very to sort of pregnant for many of your Thanksgiving.
Not many. If I had two kids.
Well, for both of your kids, right?
If I had two kids.
Do you remember those?
I went to Florida with Lola, and then I don't even know what I did. I think I hosted for Penn Charles.
But we had to host because we couldn't travel.
Yeah, and we typically host Thanksgiving. But I think as any pregnant woman will tell you, you just, even when you're about to give birth, you just suck it up and do it. And it is my pleasure to, I actually enjoy hosting, so.
Yeah, I remember, I think the one when Lola's one, wasn't it, I was coming back from Thailand,
mm-hmm.
like right after that, because my brother got married the week of Thanksgiving in Thailand.
I was like 7 months pregnant and yeah. I could still fly to Florida, but I could not. We were living in New York City, but I did not feel comfortable going on an airplane for like 12 hours.
Oh, it was, I think months. It was more than 12 hours. It was the longest flight I've ever been on. It was like it's so funny. When you go from JFK to Thailand, you just take off in whatever direction you want to and go straight.
I'm sure the pilots had a plan.
Well, no, he did, but I'm just saying, like, I'll show you a globe. It is exactly on the other side. So when it's a circle, you really can go any direction you want to.
I'm really sad I missed. I mean, obviously, I love Laurie and Dale, and I'm so sad I missed their wedding, but it was.
You would have loved the kickboxing.
Yes, but I was I was like 7 months pregnant, and it was just not where I needed to be.
Anyway. I wanted to bring up you hosting Thanksgiving when you were pregnant, because you do always suck it up. Like, you were, I mean, I can tell you some stories. Definitely Thanksgiving. I mean, Penn Charles was born on December 23rd, and you were at a Christmas lunch on December 25th. I know you were in a ton of pain. And then the day after that, you were shooting a commercial.
I shot a commercial. No, I didn't. I shot a commercial I had a meeting on the 28th. Honestly, I look back on that. I'm like, no wonder I had like postpartum depression, because I went, the job I had was like, I would shoot commercials or write things, and you just do them a couple hours here and there. So it's not like I was going into an office, but I went back to work way too fast. But it only took like an hour, right? So it wasn't.
Yeah, we kind of had to.
Yeah, I mean, we needed the money, so I wasn't going to say no to it. So, I mean, like, if I didn't do it, wasn't getting a full-time paycheck, so if I didn't do it, I wasn't going to make money, and I needed the money. So, yeah, I had one of those compression belly things that actually feels better after you give birth to wear, and I sucked it up and put a coat on and shot a commercial, and Penn stayed in the car with the baby.
With milk.
And I would, like, go nurse, and then I would go shoot a commercial, and it only took a couple hours, but I was still traumatized by the fact that I had to put on makeup a week after giving birth.
Well, I was bringing that up not to traumatize you again, but just to say that you're a good example of somebody, as you said, who just sucks it up. Like, you right up until the day that the baby comes, and pretty shortly after, you are a hard worker. So Thanksgiving, I guess, is nothing compared to that.
Well, you're very sweet. Our producers wanted to surprise us with this next one. They didn't want us to hear this before we played it, but they told us they want to adopt the next caller.
Okay.
And he's probably our youngest podcast listener.
Oh.
This is Jacob.
It says WI. I think it's Jacob from Wisconsin.
Okay, let's listen.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Jacob from Wisconsin, and I'm calling for your Thanksgiving podcast. And my disastrous story is, at Thanksgiving on my dad's side, my grandma hates running out of food, and my dad's side of the family isn't that big, but they love potatoes. So my grandma mashed 15 pounds of potatoes.
What?
And between that whole family, they ran out of potatoes in just the first serving. Thank you. I love your podcast. And goodbye.
Oh, Jacob, first of all,
well done. Good storytelling.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. I also, it's so funny that you say your grandma doesn't want to run out of food. My grandmother, my Mima, who just passed away, like, the way she loved people was to, you know, like, they feed you. But genetically, I got this from her. I have a fear of running out of food.
Yes.
So if we have two kids over to our house, if there's like, you know, if we're having a sleepover and it's time to order pizza and there are just two extra children there,
I will order like four large pizzas because God forbid.
Your four off is pretty intense. That's fear of running out of food. Your four off has led to some pretty expensive tabs when we're And then there's also those parents who are like, why would you order that much? And we're like, you know what? This is our problem. We're going to take it. Yeah. Just like move along.
Remember the birthday? We went to a birthday party one time.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it was like 18 kids and they ordered two pizzas.
Yep.
And I was like, and I started sweating. I'm like, please tell me there's more pizza. I mean, I'm not going to eat it, but there's not enough. So I have a fear of running out of food.
But there's also people who have a fear of ordering too much food.
I'm not that.
I know that you're
I mean, I wear the same clothes over and over again. I don't spend money in lot of places where other people spend money. But I have a fear of running out of food to where I am responsible for mashed potatoes this year. Like, we've made a list of who's responsible for what.
15 pounds seems like a lot.
I know.
I'm imagining lifting 15 pounds of... Jacob, we're going to get more than 15 pounds of mashed potatoes.
I'm thinking I need more because I think I got like... I think we got like 6 pounds of potatoes.
Okay, how many people are we having over?
Question mark.
It's going to be like 12 to 14.
I think it's like 15 people.
Don't you think a half a pound of potatoes per person seems like enough?
I think there's probably a calculator online somewhere. But I got 6 pounds of potatoes, but I feel like I need more.
You know what I'm going to do this year just for fun? I'm going to weigh how much food I ate in Thanksgiving. Because I'm just fascinated by the... Jacob has opened my eyes here. I don't really think about it. But I do like... I've a big bowl of soup. That's a lot of pounds. I bet you.
Let's not create any body dysmorphia food issues.
No, I'm just gonna weigh. I'm just gonna take some time and put everything on a scale from the minute that I wake up to the minute that I go to sleep. I'm gonna weigh how much food and water, and beer and wine I put in my system on Thanksgiving. And then, thank you, Jacob.
Oh my Lord, Jacob.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Moving on.
It's always an issue when you're an adult, and one day. You know, we're going to experience this too, that whose house do you go to for Thanksgiving? Like your parents, your in-laws, my parents are divorced. So it's like extra fun. There's like extra parents.
So much fun.
So much fun. And then one day we had to think about it, honey, our kids are like not going to spend, they're going to be with their gross husbands or wives.
And they're not going to be with us?
They're not going to be with us.
We're going to have to find ways to be more enticing to them than our in-laws.
We have to be the fun parents.
Can we write that into like a prenup?
Yes.
Or we invite them, everyone.
We invite the in-laws.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. We do that. We invite the in-laws. Yes. They may not like this.
No, but we make it like everybody, and then we can put the in-laws up in a nice hotel.
Yeah.
And yes, I like this idea.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so Donna has it figured out, apparently. She has a solution.
Donna's from Georgia.
Hey, Holderness family. This is Donna Ray Woods from Athens, Georgia. I was going to let you know that a fun thing we do at Thanksgiving, well, the day after Thanksgiving, we have deemed the Friday after Thanksgiving our official Steaksgiving Day.
Okay.
We serve the best steaks we can find with all of our favorite leftovers.
Okay.
It's an awesome time, and my kids would much rather come to my house for Steaksgiving and go to their in-laws' house for Thanksgiving.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
And you get, so the steak goes with the leftovers. I mean.
So I have a friend, Kate, who always hosts a leftover party the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And it's just come in your pajamas. And you're
Kate's like a chef too.
Yeah, she's a chef.
Yeah.
And you bring your leftovers. And it's not fancy. It's like literally like everybody just puts it in a Pyrex and they load in just globs of food.
I love that party.
I know, it's a good party. I love Steaksgiving. So steak, and then you have the leftovers. Yeah.
And, I mean, it doesn't have to be steak. If you want steak, let's do steak. We could also do sushi-sgiving.
Sushi-giving.
Yeah. Sashimi-sgiving. We could do ramen-sgiving.
Okay.
But it's the name that gets
me. I love this. So that works if your in-laws are in town.
Right.
If my kids dare to live in a new city from me, we're going to have to cross that bridge. I'm already freaking out.
My
kids are 14 and 11, by the way.
My favorite thing about what Donna Ray just told us is I do think Friday should be an additional party day. I love the Friday after thing. It's a bonus day. No one's doing anything on that Friday. I mean, our family like decorates the entire house.
But
maybe we do that for a few hours instead of the whole day and we party a little bit on Friday. Moving on.
No, I just, Friday is, I do love the Friday after Thanksgiving.
this year. For different reasons.
Yeah.
For decorating.
For decorating.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe. Okay.
Kristen.
Kristen, Thanksgiving dinner prep can sometimes be dangerous. Be safe this turkey day or you might end up like our next story. And we've been given a warning. This might be graphic for some people.
Okay. So earmuffs. And we'll see you back here in approximately 1 minute.
Okay, so this is Kristen. I live in Ponte Vedra, Florida, and I have a Thanksgiving story, not a tradition or anything, but it was my first. I had lived overseas for 2 years in Switzerland working as an expat, and it was my first Thanksgiving back with my family in Florida with my now husband and my immediate family, and I was slicing my sweet potatoes and my butternut squash. And I sliced the tip of my thumb right off.
Yep.
And in the pile on the cutting board was sweet potatoes slices and butternut squash slices and my thumb slice.
And
I immediately knew what I did. And my now husband, we were not married at the time, took the piece of thumb, had to decipher which one was the thumb.
Yeah. That's it.
The vegetables. And put it on a bag of ice, and it was just it was the same thickness as the vegetables.
Kristen!
Oh my gosh. So can I tell,
are we going to tell the Penn Charles story?
So you guys, I don't think we've ever talked about this before because we like to protect our children's medical information, but he's so proud of this story. I'm sure he would come up and tell it himself.
Oh, he's not. He's not here. Where is our child?
He's not here.
He's at practice. Yeah.
He's at basketball practice.
I thought he was here for a second.
When I was, we're going to have a lot of, So he went to after school care. What is it? He was
you want me to jump in here?
Third grade.
Yep. He was in third grade. He was going from one room to another we're not blaming anybody, but there was a door in the school to the kitchen. And because it was a door to the kitchen, it had a certain type of heft to it. And if a draft hit the door the right way, it closed really quickly. So he got his finger closing the door at school and the tip of his finger just fell flat off. So and Penn Charles, I love that boy. He is the sweetest boy ever. We saw him this afternoon laying on the trampoline, watching the leaves come down. I'm like, that guy's really winning at life right now. But he feels everything. I remember being like that when I was his age. He's very sensitive. And he will cry sometimes when it's not, maybe not as necessary. So I don't even want to know what his initial reaction was when his finger got chopped off. But it did.
And I feel we definitely need to, warn people before listening to that.
No, if they got through the other story, they can get through this one. Anyway, we kept it.
It's still in our freezer.
Just in case they were going to reattach it, but it wasn't enough of it they needed to reattach it. And then I was like, PC, you want to just keep this? So we still have it. It says biohazard, and it's in our freezer. His finger's been in our freezer now for 3-4 years? 4 years
Isn't
now?
That disgusting?
I love it. He loves it. It's a party trick. He's like, look, here's part of my finger. But listen, that fingertip looked exactly like chopped sweet potatoes.
Oh my God. I think this whole part we have to cut out.
No, we don't. I'm telling you, I can't imagine the fear because you have to bring it to reattach it. It really does look a lot like a sweet potato, in color, probably in texture and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Donna, or Kristen, I'm okay with this story.
Okay. So so there is another, besides injury, there's another theme of Thanksgiving and it's forgetting to thaw the turkey. For example, that one time your sweet mom, she was hosting Thanksgiving and she
I
think also let's just be really transparent. So your parents have Alzheimer's. I think that was the time I was like, maybe
they mixed Alzheimer's with mimosas on this day. Let's be fully transparent.
So maybe that's what happened. Some mimosheimers.
They had mimosheimers.
And she,
that's a thing. I like that.
But they had mimosheimers and she pulled it out, pulled the turkey out of the freezer. We're supposed to eat at 4 and it was 3 o'clock. And I was like, oh, Mary.
Yeah.
We're having a vegetarian Thanksgiving, Mary. It was delicious, by the way. All the other side. You don't need to eat meat on Thanksgiving.
No.
No.
And we had the oyster casserole. Yum. Kim didn't like that.
I know.
All right, Jennifer from Texas.
Okay.
Thaw us out.
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm from Texas, and my first experience with cooking the turkey for Thanksgiving turned out similar to your mother-in-law's. I didn't realize you needed to defrost it for several days ahead of time, so we figured out a way to defrost it by sticking a hairdryer inside the middle of it.
Wait.
So we always talk about that 30 plus years.
Okay, Jennifer.
I think you're onto something.
Okay, no, but okay, look, we've dried our clothes before with a hairdryer, and it gets to that point where if it doesn't have proper filtration,
it just smells of swamp ass.
It makes that smell when it's like, our hairdryer is going to blow up right now. How did they get filtration jamming it up the turkey's? I'm imagining it was up the...
Up the hoo-ha.
Up the caboose. So they stuck a hairdryer up the caboose.
And got it all thawed.
There's no way that worked.
I'm sure it worked. I love that. That's a great story. So there was a couple people who messaged us on Instagram about their Thanksgiving fails or their traditions.
Nice.
One person said they have an indoor snowball fight with fake snowballs after Thanksgiving to kick off the Christmas season, and that her daughter looks forward to it every year. And this one person said, one year my now 48-year-old sister was little and she was helping my mom stuff the turkey. At dinner, my aunt started making faces and pushing her stuffing around her plate. When my mom asked what was wrong, my aunt pulled the fork up and came up with a string of bubble gum that my sister had dropped in the turkey. So the tradition from another person is, we hate turkey, we only like the sides, and she calls it sidesgiving, and they sometimes sidesgiving,
yeah, which is basically what we had when my mom had the turkey, and we love that, just stuffing.
But they're in Texas, so sometimes they smoke a brisket.
Okay,
I love that.
What? So we're gonna get a lot of hate from this, but I'm gonna go back to what you said. Like, is turkey the best part for anybody of Thanksgiving?
No.
Is it? I mean, except for mine, because mine's amazing.
Yeah.
But no one's looking, like, you got to put something on the turkey or eat something with the turkey. It's not anyone's favorite thing.
Yeah. I could. So this year, you guys, just because there's a lot happening in my life, and we're flying out for my grandmother's memorial service, and there's just a lot. And so mentally, normally I take great pride in like brining a turkey for 24 hours and roasting it and basting it and all this stuff. And I was like, I do that. And then Penn fries a turkey for a half hour in the driveway.
We do
and
two turkeys.
Yeah, we do two turkeys. And it's everybody's favorite. So what am I doing? I'm releasing control. So
like
Penn and our neighbor Chris are in charge. They have two dueling turkey fryers. We're frying two turkeys this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's not my responsibility, and you don't understand what that means. That's a huge step for me to give up the turkey.
I am thrilled. This is a win-win. I'm going to be outside.
Yeah.
With the turkey and beer and Chris.
Yeah.
For like at least an hour.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for you to have that, and that frees up oven space. I mean, there's like no downside.
I can't, if you do it safely, and if you've listened to this, you may have already seen our video about deep frying to boys to men. I suppose we could put that on here if we wanted to. People wanted to listen to it. If you guys want to hear, some R&B? Okay. There it was. So before we say goodbye, let's talk about some of our Thanksgiving traditions.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We get up. Well, you get up early, very early. You start cooking. You've got an apron on. I always remember you've got an apron on. And you have a lot done before Macy's Thanksgiving parade comes on. But that is a centerpiece of your day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lola has kind of caught on, and like she likes to watch it with you now too, right?
Yeah, I love the parade. I love a parade. Yeah. And so that was my tradition growing up, that we would, you know, be helping in the kitchen and then have the parade would be on. So I think it's so funny that my husband and son try to sit down and turn on ESPN and something. I'm like, you're cute, leave.
We just find other places for that, because there's football. Yeah, so PC and I watch football.
Mm-hmm.
We throw football. A lot of times in our neighborhood, and I think it's going to happen this year as well, there's usually like in a school somewhere, there's like two-hand touch football going on. So we go out and we play that. The turkey gets cooked. We invite over family. Sometimes they come, sometimes they can't. We've started, like, we add neighbors, it seems, every year. And like, I'm starting to love that. I love that kind of friends Thanksgiving vibe. And then after all of the turkey is done and cleaned up, we have our annual Thanksgiving Day basketball game.
Oh, yeah. I don't participate in that, but it's really funny.
Because we're getting older, and so we've had to move the rim down to like 7 feet, and we're both giants. So it's just dunking on each other over and over again. But I'm starting to like, we're building some Thanksgiving traditions of our own, and I love it.
I know. I know. And to think that like our kids will make their own traditions, yep. It's really sweet.
We also do the thing where at the table, we say what we're thankful for. That's pretty, we can't be the only ones who do that.
No, I think that's
like everybody. And we say a blessing.
What?
Before we, know. I'm like, no. I'm just trying to go through the stuff that we do. Okay, I'm done. You can move on. Kim wants to keep her moving.
We're really excited that next week on the podcast, we have comedian Fortune Feimster.
Oh, yeah.
We're huge fans of her, and it was so great to talk to her. And that being said, if you have any ideas for podcasts or guests, or you just want to say hello, leave us a note or give us a call. That number will be in the show notes. And should we do this again for Christmas? Like Christmas traditions?
We could.
Christmas story? I love to hear people's traditions, like our Christmas tradition at my grandmother's house. So we would open Christmas presents at our house, and then we all lived in the same town, so we all went to my grandparents' house for the afternoon, and we like brought our, you know, we played with our toys with the cousins, and then my grandparents, and they never had a lot of money, but they was like, my grandmother would make us presents, or there'd always be something from the grandparents. There was like 15 grandchildren. They always gave a present to all the grandkids, and then we would take all the wrapping paper and we would just like store it. And then there would be a huge wrapping paper fight. And the wrapping paper fight got to be so huge that people imported wrapping paper from like their homes. So they would save the wrapping paper from their Christmas morning and they would bring it in bags. And then it would just be a huge mess.
I'm telling you, it's the after stuff. I'm so big on the after stuff. Yeah. The wrapping paper fight. There's a friend of ours has like a Christmas tree burning bonfire. I got friends, you know, we've got the leftover party. I love the continuation.
Yeah. And there's no
always
pressure.
Free days. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no pressure. And except for my poor grandmother, she complained about it because man, that was a mess. And as a kid, I just threw it and I never
Didn't
really
clean
picked
up.
It up.
No.
So for the adults, that really sucked because there was my grandmother
feel
like
your mom.
It would be Easter and she'd be finding wrapping paper places.
I feel like your mom took the lead on the cleaning there.
No, my Aunt Jeannie. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, well, thanks for listening, guys. I really, really hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.